This episode is brought to you by LifeLock. The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in places that could expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity is stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
Will Kane has joined me here right before he does his podcast.
Second biggest guest of the day. No, maybe first. I don't know. You tell me. Would you go Trump Kane or Kane Trump on like...
You're putting me on the spot. I don't really know. I think you could flip a coin, and I do. And like, a lot of times, like, who do you want to book, Will Kane or Trump? And I go, just flip a coin. And maybe that's again the story today. But Trump has not done any interviews. How shocking is that since winning?
I don't know. Sometimes you make me laugh. Sometimes you're good.
And then there's other times.
You mean since the election, basically? Yeah. And since the cabinet nomination?
So I asked for an interview. I just said, listen, I know he's going to be there. Even if he had 5 minutes, he goes, we promised someone else the first interview. And I wrote, are we on the first interview? I go, you have not done any interviews? Mm-hmm. They were aware of that.
We promised someone else. He's doing Kristen Welker. Right now. That just came out yesterday. He sat down with NBC News' Kristen Welker. You got big leagues by Kristen Welker.
How could he be doing it? Are you kidding?
Brian's looking at his producers right now. I'm serious. No, it's true. I saw.
Why would he do that show?
I already saw the still shot. I think they've taped it.
And by the way, she got so much blowback. She made
that
her
past one?
She made her first interview on Meet the Press with him, and she got so much blowback.
Well, she's NBC, right?
Yeah. She took over for Chuck Todd.
They just, by the way, there was a time and place, there was a day when I knew who hosted Meet the Press, Face the Nation, the evening news. I couldn't have told you what you just said. Like, I didn't know so she's doing Meet the Press. That's what her job is.
Took over for Chuck Todd, who was basically told to move out.
It shows how little influence that show has anymore. Really, truly, it doesn't matter. She is NBC News. She's anti-Trump. I respect that you go into the lion's den. I actually respect the willingness to go to go confront those that disagree with you. But don't reward it. I will say that. Don't reward it. She is anti-Trump. NBC just put out this horrific piece. You guys did a good job, by the way, yesterday on Fox and Friends Morning. I appreciate that. About Pete Hegseth's drinking, right? Horrific piece. 10 anonymous former Fox employees. I went to Twitter, X, and I just said, look, I've been sitting next to this dude for 8 hours a week for 5 years, starting at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
You didn't call me, one. And two, I can tell you, your story is total BS. Total. Okay? And then I asked for everybody that knows to jump in on that, and we're up to 24 on X, 24 people going, no, never. And then I saw you and Lawrence and Ainsley and Steve yesterday saying the same thing. You said it before this stuff came out. You were like, you can't be a drunk and do morning television.
Right.
And you pointed out, he guest hosts Ingram or Hannity the night before.
Right.
And then wakes up. That's a quick turnaround.
Can I just notice, too, that he will also swim with the Navy SEALs, mm-hmm. not as well as you?
Thank you.
Right?
I really appreciate
but
that.
It's really hard to have an alcohol problem.
This is peace time in the limelight. I feel like this is peace time, and that comes with the good and the bad. But I appreciate accuracy in reporting about my swimming ability.
Well, you're a ringer. You're a ringer because you are a swimmer.
Yeah.
By trade.
Yeah, by trade.
Which, by the way, the loneliest sport, right?
Oh, man.
You just sit there and swim and think about other things you could be doing.
My wife was a collegiate swimmer. I played water polo and college swimmers at that point. My boys are probably genetically predispositioned to be really good swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, man. That's lonely.
Do they even know how to swim?
Lonely. They know how.
They know how.
They are not smooth swimmers.
Like, when you have dinner with your wife, do you even talk? Because you're used to swimming and not saying a word. Like, are you guys so comfortable in silence?
Maybe that's why I talk so much now. I got to get it all out.
It's true. Are you comfortable in silence?
Yeah, absolutely.
You are?
Absolutely. You're probably not. When I'm done with this, I need some silence.
You do? I know. Like, he told me this. Will says this. Hey, what do you do? I tell him what I do. He goes, yeah, I couldn't do that. I need time to think. And I'm like, okay. So I'm thoughtless. That's why
I didn't say that.
But that's the only thing I could conclude.
I just know here's what's going to happen when this show's over. Right here. This show that we're watching right now, the Brian Kilmeade Show, on how many stations are we on now across the country? A lot, right?
Well, yeah, over 200.
200 stations. So what's going to happen as soon as this show is over? For me, I'm going to go over and do the Will Kane Show.
Will you sit before your show and just stare? Will you just sit in a lobby?
Into nothingness.
Right. And then just dare people to ask you what you're doing.
It's great. People don't know if you're a deep thinker or you're stupid.
Or you lost your mind.
But I'm going to walk right over there and do the Will Cain Show on YouTube, FoxNews.com.
Much nicer
Fox News Facebook.
Over there.
And you're going to walk over to the security guard and start talking to him.
No, I have a luncheon. Because this is my college.
Do. Of course you do.
Right. So I have a luncheon, and then what do
we... No, you're on my show. They're reminding you and me.
I'm going to kick that off. Yeah. I'll kick that off. We'll get started. He's so nervous about starting his show on location. And I go, Will, I'll stick around. Is that okay? And you go, yes, I can relax now. That never happened.
So this is your old stomping grounds right here.
Yeah. What I did is I never saw the inside of this. True story. Uh-huh. I worked the rolling carts bar on the outside. I got to keep the money for the Nutcracker. It was a two-week run.
These words are having – I'm having a hard time connecting
Nutcracker.
All these words.
They probably shouldn't have said it like that. Nutcracker, I should have said. Not Nutcracker.
But you worked a rolling bar, the proceeds of which went in your pocket so you could go to the Nutcracker?
No. They'd be inside.
Oh.
Drinking.
Oh.
It was a high-end crowd.
You were like a cart girl for the Nutcracker, like on a golf course?
Cart boy.
Cart boy.
So I had no gender dysphoria. I knew I was a man. That's one of my great qualities. Definitely knew I was a man.
Right.
Right. You too?
What?
You knew you were a man.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would bartend on the outside and make some money and leave. I never got to the inside, and I didn't really realize that till recently. I never saw the inside of the Tilda Center.
But why we got a boom mic going right here? I mean, we're on the radio. Are we doing some special recording? Hey,
Is this hostile? This is us, isn't
it? Is that NBC? Is that Kristen Welker? I really wouldn't recognize Kristen Welker.
No, she's interviewing the president. I got Will Cain. I got my first choice.
No, I'm just trying to picture where we are here at Long Island University. Like, in 1972, if I had walked around here, would I have seen you, like you and your boys, long-haired, having a good time?
Okay, number one, 72, I was 6. All right. 82, I graduated. No, I came in 82, left in 86.
Okay.
And a little bit later, we'll go to the Sports Hall of Fame where we can visit my plaque.
Yeah?
Yeah. Should I tell him what we were going to do? Okay, I might as well tell you. The cold open. Did you hear about our cold open?
No, for the Patriot Awards?
So after you left, you guys hosted together, Pete came out here. And it was going to be...
Oh, I heard did hear something.
Yeah, so
about
might
this.
As well... Should we say it now? This was going to be the cold open to the Patriot Awards. So it was going to be Jimmy Failla. He goes, I can't wait. He's going to be in a tux ready to go. And he goes, I can't wait for my ride. And Jimmy Failla is going to turn up in like a 1960s cab and goes, we're going to ride out with class. And Pete's going to go, what? I'm a cab driver. I'll talk the whole way. So he gets out and we have just the cab. This is where I come in. Comes to my school and Jimmy drops him off on the wrong side of the school.
Mm.
But don't worry about it.
Because you're here.
Brian's kicking the ball on the soccer field and Pete is in his tux. And he goes, Brian, I'm lost. Where do you go? I go, Pete, what are you doing here?
What are you wearing?
A show.
What are you wearing kicking the ball on the soccer field?
Oh, I was just dressed casual because I have time for the show.
Right.
No, was I dressed? Yeah, I was dressed casual. So I go, what are you doing? He goes, you got to host a show. I go to the Tillis Center. I go, yeah, I say, you go out. I go, it's going to be hard for you. Why don't I walk you there?
And did you show up on stage in your soccer gear?
So I walk. Don't jump ahead. I walk, but instead of Pete's in a massive rush. I'm like, oh, Pete, this is the field I played on. Pete, this is the whole – oh, this is my Hall of Fame. Do you have any questions about this? We took pictures. We took selfies. Then I go to here. Here's the humanities. And then we finally get to the Tillis Center. And I go, you better hurry. You're going to be late. So it was very funny. And the next day, Pete's announced as Secretary of Defense.
So the whole thing's killed.
The whole thing. My afternoon and Pete's afternoon wasted.
It won't be there tonight?
Right. I'm surprised he didn't
say... Y'all didn't AI Sean Hannity into it?
No one's even acknowledged I did it.
Really?
I mean, this was a Saturday afternoon I gave up Pete.
Doesn't surprise me
at all. He brought at least four of his children. They were running crazy the whole time. So we're doing a stand-up. He's like, hey, guys, follow me. What did I tell you? What's going on?
Yeah.
So he was parenting at the same time he's hosting. It was going to be brilliant. It was going to bring the house down. It would have been more important than Trump's appearance.
Did you see the pause? Because I did stop and look in his eyes because I was like,
right.
It's a debate. Is that a joke or does he believe it?
In my mind, I have a little bit of an ego issue. All right, I want to play this clip because I know you'll deep think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It is the clip of Charlamagne. Charlamagne, who is a Democrat but a sensible person, I think, he goes on The View and he talks about the pardons. And these people just show that they have no sense of normalcy. I think, Eric, by now you've figured out whatever it is. Cut number 21. Listen to this.
But he didn't have to volunteer that lie to begin with.
I'm going to stop you for a second.
Uh-oh.
Only because you don't know that it was a lie. We don't know why he changed
his mind. You really think he just changed his mind over Thanksgiving weekend all of a sudden?
No, I'm going to tell you, at some point you get to the place where you just go, so I'm just going to follow the straight and narrow always, because that's what's expected of Democrats.
But that's their fault. They're the ones that go out there and they stand on this moral high ground.
Listen, Democrats are not a monolith.
Why can't you say when Democrats are wrong?
So this is what happened.
That last moment's the best part. Why can't you say when Democrats are wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Charlemagne. I've never met Charlemagne. You have, right?
I'm supposed to do a shoot with him on Monday.
I'd like to meet him. He made me donkey of the day one time. You know he does donkey of the day? Yeah.
What'd you do?
I mean, actually, I might have been.
Were you in sports then? Or?
Yeah, I might be multiple times over. I might actually have a couple donkey of the days, but I know I have at least one.
But you find him interesting, right?
Oh, I do. I do. But my point is, he is not a centrist. He's not. Whether or not he thinks of himself as that or not, I don't know. But he's not a centrist. He's on the left. But I guess he's just not a complete and utter hack.
Yeah.
Like these ladies on The View.
He wasn't going to vote for Joe Biden. He said, I can't vote for this guy.
Honestly, the ladies on The View, and I'm not trying to be mean, but the only real debate, are they complete and utter hacks, or are they just, you know.
Do they believe this? Do they really, believe what they say? Are they
really
that?
Not yeah. smart people?
Right.
Really not smart people.
Well, you say you know Sonny Hostin. And you
I
said
know
she
Whoopi.
Is smart.
I know Whoopi. I was almost on The View. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
You would have been the man?
First ever.
You would have hosted?
Yeah.
What happened?
That's a lot. I'd love to tell you. But I don't know if this is an on-air story or not. But I started doing it. I did it four times, okay? Bill Getty was running The View at the time. And I met Whoopi, and I met Jenny, and I met Sherry. I don't think I ever met, what's her name? Joy Behar. And I crushed it. I was killing it, of course.
But were you a host? Or
yeah, I sat at the table. The whole show.
Is this true? They don't have men host, do they?
They were going to. This was going to be the thing. And I think in the end, they were going to do one gay guy and one straight guy. And that's what they were going to do.
You're straight.
That was. They were still trying to figure out which one I was going to be.
Yeah. No. Whatever it takes. You have bills to pay.
It was me. It's me and Ross Matthews. Remember that guy? High-pitched voice. Used to be on Jay Leno. That guy. So, but it didn't. It got blown up. Getty got fired. They brought in different guy. But in the meantime, I got to know Whoopi. I went out to her house twice. And she was very friendly to me. Very nice. But
just you two?
Uh-huh. Well, one time was a 4th of July party, and another time was just the two of us. And we had a conversation just kind of about career and da-da-da-da-da. And then Sonny I worked with at CNN.
Yeah.
And Sonny was super nice behind the scenes. And she's an attorney. But I just tell you, I mean, this. I'd look at them in the eye and say this right there. Whoever you were then is not who you are on TV today. I don't know who you are off TV because I'm not around you. But whoever you are on TV is vastly different than the person that I knew off air, what was it, 10 years ago.
Wow.
I pride myself on being the same person. I think you're the same person. I truly believe that. Anybody that comes to the Patriot Awards tonight will meet the same guy on air as they meet off. And I pride myself on authenticity. I don't think it's the gold currency in this business. I think it's the low bar. Like, you got to be real. And then people decide if they like the real you or the real thoughts you have. But you got to be real. So I don't know what Sonny's doing. I don't know what Whoopi's doing. But it is not the gold standard.
Right. And I think I have a theory, and it is Trump. They thought, okay, this guy's crazy, and we're gonna call him out on it, and we're gonna take him on. And then after a while, he's there, he's not there, and no matter what they said, the American people put him back in, seemingly to ignore them, making them look in the mirror and say, "How much power do I actually have?" Like CNN, MSNBC, all the networks, all the newspapers. What type of influence did I think I have?
Mm-hmm.
And am I gonna look in the mirror and realize what I really have?
Trump really,
and that's part of it.
Trump really made people lose their mind. I mean, really did. Or right. Expose their lost minds before. Before we go, I don't know your clock, so I don't know when we're done. But you brought up the Republican.
Yeah, I got 1 minute.
Okay. You said something, so I thought this was a seamless transition. I just want to ask a question to the audience that's listening right now. How is it 14 Republican senators voted for Alejandro Mayorkas? Or no, six voted for Alejandro Mayorkas. 14 voted for Merrick Garland. All but seven Republican senators voted for Lloyd Austin. To confirm those cabinet members. And today we're sitting here and they have questions over Pete Hegseth. If you think that Merrick Garland is okay and you have questions about Pete Hegseth, I think you might be in the wrong political party.
Do you know what's the difference? When you look at Lloyd Austin, You had David Petraeus go to bat for him, Kelly go to bat. And by the way, he was never a great general. He was not great at CENTCOM. He had his Silver Star, we were talking about it last night. If you can read the write-up, he shouldn't have gotten that Silver Star. He was asleep at the wheel, and his performance was hideous as Secretary of Defense, in my view. And we watched the whole military cave in. He never complained about the budget that was being sucked in. He never talked about the recruiting. And the numbers are stunning, how much we've lost in every branch. But they will not look at Pete's record because Pete Records is great. Mm-hmm. They got to stop him personally. And when a guy goes, yeah, that was then, this is now, this is exaggeration, this never happened, but I never lived the perfect life. And I just wonder how many senators looking back at him could say, oh, yeah, I've been perfect. You're not perfect.
I mean, some of these that have questions about him, I'm reading, have some of the exact same flaws on their past.
All right. So Pete's like, just look at my record. You know what I thought? If you debate his book, if you debate his comments on Fox and Friends, you debate his speeches at various locations, he's ready to go. They know if he gets the nomination desk, mm-hmm. he's going to win. Because you understand he's used to taking incoming verbally and throwing it back. And he'll study and get the numbers down and talk about his vision of getting our Navy back.
And then they have to be on the record, Brian, of voting yes or no. They don't want it to get that far is the point. These Republicans that are opposed to him want him to drop out now.
Well, he's on Capitol Hill. There was a rumor that he was going to Mar-a-Lago. But no, I texted him right after you came on.
Oh, you did?
And he came back to me. He goes, I'm on Capitol Hill all day today. I don't know who told you that. And I said, okay. I didn't.
I'm glad you did that.
Yeah. So
I heard
it's
the same
done.
Rumor.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm wondering about a lot of those things. There's been a lot of surprising things.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. You want to share?
I wish we were against the break. So I do know. See, unlike you, I do know my clock. Right? There you go. Look, I'm here at my place. It's kind of nice. Will Cain. Right? Two lights? You have two lights?
Huh?
You have two lights?
Oh, you're saying my set's nicer here. Yeah, you looked over there.
Two light. Is he going to take our camera when we're done, too?
I should. Oh,
yeah.
I should. Hey, guys, let's take it all. I want to take it all.
All right. No.
More mics,
don't
more
listen
cameras.
To him. He's relatively new. And
I see Jimmy over there. That's concerning me.
Yeah, he does not like talking when he's not on camera. He does not like talking to anyone on Fox unless he's getting paid.
Is Jimmy going to sit next to me like I'm doing my show here and Jimmy's what am I supposed to do? Like, you don't put me side by side with a comedian.
Right. Did you hear that?
Huh.
Did you hear what Eric just said?
No.
Oh, he said to go to break.
Oh, he rapped me?
Yeah.
This is what I do on Fox and Friends. Didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.